state Parigrada, so it's more about the Vijay. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopada Sham, Pandarada Padigiri Gopadam, Vijay, Sri Vrindavan Dham, Vijay, Navodhuk Dham, Vijay, Gangjavan Tulsi Bhakti Devi Vijay, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Padigijay, Samavet the Bhakti Vindigijay, O Brahmanandi, all glories to some of the Holy Dog, 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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Vishnubaraya Krishna Sagurudhi Shivani Vantaraya Swami Niti Namne. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasadane Nirvishesha Sinhavari Pashtachare Shatagane. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Rajananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasthi Gurva Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Bhav Janapa chapter 29 verse 49 Aspirya
Aspirya Lathai
Pragagrai
Pragagrai
Karsnena
Karsnena
Chichiri
Chichiri
Mandalam
Mandalam
Stabdo
Stabdo
Vriha
Vriha
Austria,
having covered
Darbhai,
Kusagrass,
Pragagrai, points facing east, Karchnena, all together, Chitti Mandalam, service of the world, Stabda, proud upstart, Brihad, great, Vadat, by killing, Mani, thinking yourself important. Karma, activity, Nahai, Vaisi, you do not know, Yat, which, Aram, supreme, Tat, that, Karma, activity, Aritosham, satisfying the Supreme Lord, Yat, which, Sa, that, Vidya, education, Tat, unto the Lord, Mati, consciousness, Yaya, by which. Translation, my dear King, the entire world is covered with the sharp points of Kusa grass, and on the strength of this you have become proud, because you have killed various types of animals and sacrifices. Because of your foolishness, you do not know that devotional service is the only way one can please the Supreme Personality of God. You cannot understand this fact. Your only activities should be those that can please the Personality of Godhead. Our education should be that, such that we become elevated in Krishna consciousness. Wherefore, in this verse of the great sage, not only is directly assaults the king because he was engaged in performing sacrifices and killing a great number of animals. The king was thinking that he was great for having performed so many sacrifices. But the great sage Narada directly chastises him, according to this animal killing only leads to his being puffed up with false prestige. Actually, anything that is done which does not lead to Krishna consciousness is a simple activity. Any education does not lead one to understand Krishna's false education. If Krishna consciousness is missing, one is simply engaged in false activities and false education pursuits. Page 53, Hari, the Supreme Personality of God, is the Super Soul and guide of all living entities who have accepted material bodies, which, within this world, He is the Supreme Controller of all material activities in the material world. He is the best friend, and everyone should take shelter at His lotus feet. In doing so, one's life will be auspicious. Prabhupada and Bhagavad Gita said, Ishvara Sarabhutanam Hridayeshaya Arjuna Tishti, the Supreme Lord, situated in everyone's heart of Arjuna. The living entities within the body and the super soul, the Supreme Personality of God, is also there. He is called Antaryami and Chaitya Guru. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, He is controlling everything. Seated in everyone's heart, from Him come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Everything is being directed by the super soul within the body. Therefore, the better part of valor is to take His direction and be happy. To take His directions, one needs to be a devotee, and this is also in the Bhagavad Gita. For those who constantly devoted and worship and love, I get to understand them, which they can come to me. Are those super souls in everyone's heart? He talks only to the pure devotees who constantly engage in His service. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is said, one who has fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna is to be understood as having the best education, having studied all the Vedas. There are other appropriate quotes in Chaitanya Bhagavata. The perfect result of an education is fixing one's mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Conquering the world by means of material education is not desirable. One engages himself in devotional services, education is perfect. The purpose of education is to understand Krishna and his devotional service. If one does not do so, then education is false. Being cultured, educated, and very active in religious means developing natural love for Krishna. Everyone has a dormant love for Krishna, but culture and education, that has to be awakened. That is the purport of this Krishna consciousness movement. Once Lord Chaitanya asked Sri Ramananda Roy what the best part of education was, and Ramananda Roy replied, the best part of education is advancement of Krishna consciousness. Translation, my dear King, the entire world is covered with the sharp points of Kusa grass, and on the strength of this you have become proud, because you have killed various types of animals and sacrificed. Because of your foolishness, you do not know that devotional service is the only way one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot understand this fact. Your only activity should be those that can please the Personality of Godhead. Our education should be such that we can become elevated to Krishna consciousness. Sri Hari, the Supreme Personality of God, is the super soul and guide of all living entities who accept the material bodies within this world.
He is the supreme controller of all material activities from material nature. He is also our best friend, and every wish to take shelter of his lotus feet and doing so once in life will be auspicious. So, as Prabhupada has pointed out in the purport, Narada here chastises the king by mentioning the futility of his activities. So here it mentions about dharpa grass, which is used in sacrifice. So by saying it's spread all over the earth means he did make many sacrifices. And in doing so, he killed many animals. And by doing that, he does not attain the supreme. So what does he attain? He can attain material enjoyment, elevation to higher planetary systems, etc. But that is not param. That is not the highest goal. So, though these activities are actually described in the Vedic literature, they don't give the highest result. So the thing that they do is ignorance. So here Narada Muni says, the real action should be that which pleases the Lord. And real knowledge is knowledge in which one thinks of the Lord or one knows the Lord. So though these activities are recommended to people in the Vedas, they are not the ultimate activity. So the real activity should be those activities which please the Lord. So one can say therefore that these animal sacrifices don't please the Lord. So of course they are indirectly pleasing the Lord in the sense that they are part of the Vedas, and if we follow the Vedas, we please the Lord. So in that sense, yes, okay, it's pleasurable to the Lord. But there's so many things that the Lord recommends in the scriptures. But and at the same time, there are those things which are directly pleasing. The Lord says, I like this, or I like that. He doesn't say that directly about all these other processes. He says, you can do them, do this, do this, do this. But what actually is pleasing to the Lord? So, the, of course, we see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says exactly that I am very, very attracted to my devotees. And those who practice bhakti are the great people. And he recommends the process of bhakti and he says, this is very pleasing to me. These people are very dear to me, the devotees. And, of course, the same statement is made in Bhagavatam. So these are the activities, activities of bhakti, or the activities which directly please the Lord. And all of the processes are indirect. Yes, because they're scriptural, will be followed, they please the Lord. So therefore we have karma yoga, varnashram, jnana yoga, stanga yoga, and some other things. So yes, indirectly it's following scriptures is pleasing to the Lord. But ultimately, the direct pleasure to the Lord is in bhakti. Now, of course, even in the Bhagavad, it says that the whole goal of varnashram ultimately should be to please the Lord, Hari Toshanam. So that, of course, can be taken in two ways. One, that one should never forget that in all of our activities in varnashram and karma yoga, we must also worship the Lord. So that is necessary. If one doesn't, one will not get the results. But in karma yoga and varnashram, bhakti is secondary. So therefore, it's not the most pleasing to the Lord. The other way of interpreting this is that the sama substance of varnashram is after you do that, then you should take to the process of bhakti. And we should dedicate ourselves to that process rather than to varnashram or other processes. So in other words, other processes are secondary in the sense that they're somewhat favorable for the development of bhakti. Whereas other processes, which are not Vedic at all, are not favorable. The other processes will not help us if they have no scriptural basis. They will not really help us. So when we take to these other processes, yes, some degree favorable. But the most pleasing thing to the Lord is a direct bhakti. That is the best of all. So that is why he chastises the king here. In one sense, the king is not wrong, because he's simply following what his predecessors also did. That is, they follow Varnashram, institute the laws of the country according to Dharma, do the sacrifices, etc. And we see that Prithu Maharaj also was a great king, and he did 100 horse sacrifices also. So he killed animals and horse sacrifices, etc. And Indra in heaven also does horse sacrifices, whatever. So it is not uncommon. But it is not the ultimate activity. So if the king endeavors to try to fulfill all of this karma at the expense of bhakti, then that is the mistake. You should never think that that is a greater type of action, and that bhakti is less. So real action is those things which please the Lord. So those things which please the Lord the best, those are the best actions. And that knowledge which gives realization of the Lord, no doubt is the best knowledge. So all the other processes only indirectly do this. They do not give direct knowledge of the Lord. Of course, Karma Yoga gives direct knowledge of Devatas. Gyan gives direct knowledge of Brahman. And it's only bhakti which will give direct knowledge of Supreme Lord Hari. So, therefore, here Narada Muni says that the Supreme Lord is the Atma of the living entities. In other words, he is the most important element for the jivas. Of course, he is also the Atma of the Atma, which means he is the Paramatma. And he is everything else. He is Prakriti, he is Ishvara. And everyone should surrender at his lotus feet. So in other words, because he is supreme, and because he is the most important element, the soul of the soul, he is the basic existence of everything. Therefore, everyone should surrender to him. What is the result? The result is not simply he controls everybody, but they get the highest good. They get the highest good fortune from this. In other words, it's beneficial for the jivas to surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord. So, how do we please the Lord? The best activity is how to please the Lord. So how do we please him? We please him by acts of surrender to his lotus feet. And what is the result for the jiva? One gets the highest benefit. One gets the greatest good fortune. What is that? What is this good fortune? The jiva reaches the highest level of satisfaction, which means prema. So, in other words, the Lord, because he's satisfied with the jiva, gives him the highest satisfaction. He responds very nicely to that person. Whereas to others, he will give other things. So for the karma yogis, what does he give? Material results. And for the gyanis, he obviously gives liberation. So there's good fortune in one sense, and material or good fortune means to get money, etc. So yes, he gives good fortune to the karmis because that's what they deserve. He gives liberation to the gyanis because that's what they want, and it is good fortune in the sense one is free from material suffering. And to the devotees, he gives good fortune in the form of service in the spiritual world, which is the highest thing of all. So that good fortune is given only to the devotees and not to the others. If the devotees want, they can get all this other stuff. They can get material benefits, and they already have liberation because they never take birth again in the material world. But the devotees only strive for service to the Supreme Lord. And through that, they get the highest satisfaction. So though the Lord is the Supreme, he is also the most merciful because he gives the greatest happiness to the jivas. And he does that through when the jivas partake of bhakti, devotional service.
Say.
Yajna is home. Of course, yajna in a larger sense means worship. So we have sankirtan yajna also. We also call sankirtan
home. What is sacrifice part?
Huh?
What is sacrifice part? Use the word sacrifice also.
Sank, homa, yajna, same thing. Interchangeable.
You would be satisfied with that.
The difference is we don't have a material body there. So at some point in the material world, even if you reach perfection, there are limitations because of your material body. You still have to be subject to material world as conditions, have to give up the material body, etc. Spiritual world, you only have a spiritual body, there's no birth, no death, no hunger, no thirst, none of these things are there. So there's no dependence at all on the material body. And therefore the experiences of prema are much more.
In the spiritual world, the approach to spiritual master is much.
Hmm?
In the spiritual world,
mm-hmm.
we serve Krishna.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual master.
Well, it's obvious that in the spiritual world, the devotees there are, most of them do not directly contact the Lord. The nityasiddhas are the ones that directly contact the Lord. So they serve the Lord through other devotees who act as guru. And of course, they may be indirectly serving through that method through different devotees.
Powerful. Bhagavad is powerful. இல்லை போனதெல்லாம் ரெஜிஸ்டர் ஆகணும் இல்லையா கொஞ்ச நேரத்தில் வெளியே போகிறேன் கட்டணி பிடிச்சிக்கணும் அது பிரபு கூட கட்டணும்
Participación. Participación.